The Zone of Action is being brought to you by Erica Lux Travel. Let's start planning.
There is an ocean of everything you want. Success, power, and the most satisfying relationships. It's all available and waiting for you. This is The Zone of Action with your host, Gerald Action Jackson.
Exploiting the fear of looking bad. Exploiting the fear of looking bad. Why embracing risk is the key to success. You know, in business, sports, and even personal relationships, one of the most potent weaknesses a competitor can possess is the fear of looking bad in public. The same fear is intricately tied to the dread of failure. The overwhelming need to maintain a spotless image, an impeccable track record, a flawless execution of plan can paralyze individuals and organizations alike. But where others see daunting challenges, you, my friend, can find an unparalleled opportunity. Now let's delve in deeper into why and how you can use this knowledge. Imagine a football team that has a perfect record at their home stadium. With every match, the pressure builds. Fans expect a win. The media highlights the unbeaten streak. The players feel the mounting tension. And instead of focusing on playing the game the best of their ability, the team becomes obsessed with not losing. Every move becomes cautious. Every strategy defensive. The overreaching goal shifts from winning the game to not losing at home. That, in essence, is the problem. Similarly, businesses that have seen initial success have become overly cautious, fearing any change might tarnish their winning formula. New entrants, with their disruptive technology, their radical business models, are viewed with suspicion. Instead of adapting and evolving, these companies double down on what they know, even if it means becoming obsolete. And you've seen that happen with many businesses. We have always done it this way. I hate that phrase. When I hear that from someone, I know they're about to lose. We've always done it that way. See, there is a virtue in being vulnerable. A professor, Brené Brown, from the University of Houston, spoke at a Power of Vulnerability conference. She emphasized vulnerability is not a sign of weakness, but a mark of courage. You see, it's courage to show up, take risk, and potentially fail. In the world of competition, those who are brave enough to be vulnerable, to take calculated risks, are the ones often leapfrogging their competitors. If you know your competitor is afraid of looking bad, guess what? You can anticipate their moves. They're likely to play it safe. Stick to what's known and avoid any course of action with a chance of public failure. There are people right now who are in marriages that need to be dissolved, but they stay married because what will people think? There are influencers that are in marriages. What will people think? And recently, a celebrity discussed, and I will not, and I refuse to say that celebrity's name, disclosed that their spouse and them have been separated for 7 years. This predictability is your strength. You can experiment, innovate, and adapt while others are busy maintaining the status quo. The most powerful, successful companies in the world are not those that have never failed. They are the ones who have failed, sometimes publicly, but learn from their mistakes and pivot it towards success. I don't know if you remember this. Remember Amazon's Fire Phone? Failed commercially, but the company didn't retreat. Nope, they came up with a new hardware innovation. Do you know where that innovation is? Hello, Alexa.
Hi there.
That's right. They refocused and gave us a device called the Echo. Similarly, football teams have faced defeat, analyzed their gameplay, and come back stronger to create great ones and legacies. You want to know how to leverage this insight? Number one, risk embracement. While your competitors are playing it safe, take calculated risk. Research new markets. Invest in research and development. Even revamp your brand. And if you have a brand that is hurt, like the great Don Draper would say, change the conversation. By the way, that came from a TV show called Mad Men. Love that show. Don't like everything it stands for, but it's a great show to watch. The key here is staying ahead of the curve. Number two, stay unpredictable. If your competition fears public failure, they'll stick to what they know. Disrupt their expectations. Launch something unexpected. Change your marketing strategy. Form an unexpected partnership. Somebody I know in the radio business called it frenemy. This is where you're enemies, but you form a partnership to create something huge. Number three, learn adaptability. If you're not afraid of looking bad, you can treat failures as learning opportunities. Every misstep is a chance for you to gather data, refine your approach, and come back even stronger. And number four, celebrate vulnerability. Foster a culture where your team is unafraid to speak up. Suggest radical ideas. There are no bad ideas. I love saying that when I'm in my meetings. There are no bad ideas. Even question the existing modus operandi. When fear of judgment is removed, creativity thrives. While the fear of looking bad in public might seem innocuous, it can severely limit an individual or organization's potential. By recognizing this fear in your competitors and ensuring you don't fall into the same trap, you can position yourself for greater success. In the great game of competition, it's not just about who wins and loses, but it's about who embraces the journey of risk and risk it all. After all, the team that plays with their fearless passion and businesses that innovate without trepidation genuinely leave a mark. Check us out on Instagram and Twitter, Gerald Jax, J-E-R-O-L-D-J-A-X. On Facebook, it's Gerald Action Jackson and Infinite Blue Ocean. Check out my personal website, GeraldJackson.com. Happiness starts with you, not your relationship, not your job, not your money, but it starts with you embracing the chance to make your competitors look bad in the zone of action. The Zone of Action is being brought to you by Erica Lux Travel. Let's start planning.